This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
57 degrees, 707 at WCHL. A beautiful day on the way. Another one. Sunny skies. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight, clear skies with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, more of the same with a high in the middle 80s again. Good weather through most of the weekend. Multiple news outlets are reporting that a grand jury in Orange County has issued 5 indictments related to the ongoing investigation of the UNC football team. Court documents were sealed, however, so neither the specific charges nor the names of the individuals indicted have been made public yet. The UNC football program has already been penalized for violating NCAA rules and regulations, but the North Carolina Secretary of State's office and Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall have been investigating whether any state laws were broken as well. Among other things, they've been looking into whether former African Studies professor Julius Nangoro committed fraud by collecting paychecks from the university for non-existent classes he didn't actually teach. They've also investigated whether sports agents violated state law by providing players with money and other gifts. Last month, unsealed documents reveal that former Tar Heel football player Greg Little had admitted receiving more than $20,000 from an agent during his college career. Whether the indictments handed down this week relate to either of those, however, is still uncertain. President Barack Obama blames Republicans for the government shutdown and says they didn't even accomplish their goal.
They've shut down a whole bunch of parts of the government, but the Affordable Care Act is still open for business.
The president addressed the nation yesterday afternoon from the Rose Garden. He says the shutdown is not about deficits.
After all, our deficits are falling at the fastest pace in 50 years. We've cut them in half since I took office. In fact, many of the demands the Republicans are now making would actually raise our deficits.
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, requires all Americans to have health insurance and gives everyone the opportunity to shop for the best policy for them, much like shopping at a store. In his address, the president even took time to share how the American people can access the health care options.
Just visit healthcare.gov, and there you can compare insurance plans side by side the same way you'd shop for a plane ticket on Kayak or a TV on Amazon. You enter some basic information, you'll be presented with a list of quality, affordable plans that are available in your area with clear descriptions of what each plan covers and what it will cost.
We are now 30 hours into the shutdown. For the president's remarks, you can view this story on our website, chapelbro.com. U.S. Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill mirrored the president's sentiments, saying the Republicans are in complete control of this government shutdown.
The House Republicans took us over the cliff last night. They had for days been trying to make the president, make the country pay a ransom for doing our basic job here, keeping the government open.
Congressman Price spoke with Aaron Keck on Tuesday on the WCHL Evening News. He says he's not seeing the other side of the aisle work together at all with his fellow Democrats in Washington.
These band-aids, as I call them, are about the best they've been able to manage, and I think that's pretty pathetic. This is clearly an attempt at gaining political cover for something that the American people don't like, and I've had plenty of evidence for that from the 4th Congressional District, from folks at home who are just appalled, I think, that we've reached this point.
You can hear the whole interview between Aaron Keck and Congressman David Price by viewing this story on our website at chapelbro.com. The budget battle shows no signs of easing, with lawmakers from both parties suggesting that the partial government shutdown could last for weeks. The shutdown was sparked by a fight over Republican efforts to kill or delay the new health care law by inserting the measure in an emergency spending bill. Now Republicans are proposing bills to keep open small slices of government, but Democrats are rejecting that idea. Americans frustrated over the partial government shutdown are taking to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to show their disgust with Congress. Some people are calling Congress, quoting here, immature, stupid, and idiots who need to grow up. But some folks are cheering on the Republican leadership's unwavering stance against the president's health care plan. Concern is rising all over the country that a prolonged government shutdown would cause consumers to lose faith in the U.S. economy and furloughed employees would stop spending. That has business owners concerned. Don Davey, who owns 20 Firehouse Subs restaurants in Florida and Wisconsin, says with the shutdown, some of his employees could be making less money as soon as next week. You'll be hearing more about this throughout the day here on WCHL on CBS News at the top of the hour. Members of the Chapel Hill Town Planning Board say they're pleased with the plan drafted by the Central West Steering Committee to reshape our town in the area around the Martin Luther King Jr. Estes Drive intersection. But the board wants more clarification on several issues and members of the steering committee itself still aren't so happy with the plan. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The committee's plan was a draft version of uses and heights for proposed mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The plan also provided recommendations for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. The plan, presented in map form, was received fairly well by the planning board. Jason Baker said he was, quote, pretty pleased with the plan. He said he believed the bicycle and pedestrian improvements would be, quote, fantastic for the community and would help to mitigate traffic. John Adger said he believed that changes along Estes Drive were inevitable.
I take issue with some of the points that have been made by the members of the public because I think they're obsessing about the immediate problem and not really looking at the big picture. There's a lot of argument about will Estes be widened or not. It will obviously be widened, in my opinion.
The Central West Steering Committee has not had an easy road since work began in December of 2012, and the meetings have been filled with disagreements. Planning Board member Del Snow said she was not pleased with the work done by the consultant who was brought in to provide the committee with technical expertise.
I feel that the tempo and style of this small area plan was set by the consultant when they came in with the maps first. I've always been a big proponent of having data to back up what you propose. That in itself troubles me.
Neil Bench, chair of the planning board, said something was going to happen to Estes regardless of what the committee presents to the council. He said he would rather have it happening sooner than later. Four members of the Central West Steering Committee, who have formed their own unofficial subgroup, said they can't endorse the official plan. During the public input session, the four members presented their own map, which they said better addressed how development could affect traffic. They also criticized the official plan for failing to include community feedback. Committee co-chair Michael Parker rebuffed that claim. He said that the committee had held four community events, hosted walking tours, and offered a public survey.
So we, I think, tried as hard as we can to reach out and be reached out to.
Parker and co-chair Amy Ryan presented the plan to the board. They led the efforts to formulate the committee's latest version of the map. After several other versions, the map was drawn up based on one-on-one meetings that Ryan and Parker held with their fellow committee members. Ryan said the goal was to find trends among suggestions put forward by the committee members and then incorporate them into a new plan.
One thing I like about it is that it really squarely addresses the traffic concerns, which are so important for people in the area. And it also leaves things open to developers to kind of have flexibility about how they do things.
Heidi Chapman was one of six, including the four unhappy committee members, during the public comment period.
This is an attempt to present something to the planning committee today. It does not represent the public's view. The public made it very clear at the Amity Church and also in the survey that they did not like any of the plans that the consultant had come up with. And the plan that the two chairs had come up with is even more intense.
Steering committee member Mickey Jo Sorrell began the presentation of the unsatisfied subgroup.
I want to make it clear that this group of four is not against urban development. We think it's appropriate in the right places.
The group presented their revised version of the map, which includes what they call a more in-depth traffic analysis. Julie McClintock said it better explains how the development could impact the neighborhood.
If the biggest issue of developing this area, the biggest constraint is traffic, why would you not want to deal with it?
McClintock added that she felt the committee had failed to address stormwater issues in an area that is prone to flooding. The steering committee will return to the planning board on October 15th with the final draft of the Central West Small Area Plan. The committee will continue its work until November 25th when it reveals a final plan to the Chapel Hill Town Council. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member James Barrett says closing the achievement gap, a general agreement of all those running, will continue to be his top priority if reelected to the board.
We believe we are the best district in the state, and that if we really want to be a truly great district, we've got to make sure that we're living up to our promise to serve all students And the achievement gap shows that we're not doing that today.
Barrett says the way to shrink that gap is to focus the time and energy of the district on things that can be controlled.
There's a lot of things with poverty and race that we don't have control over. But what we have control over is the quality of that teacher and what he or she is doing in the classroom every single day. And that's what Dr. Porcell is clearly focused on, and I think that's what the district ought to be focused on.
Four candidates are contending for three seats on the Chapel Hill Carbaro City School Board. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend spoke with Barrett about his seeking re-election to the board and how he believes he'll best serve the students and parents of the district. You can hear that whole interview by going to our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, we'll continue to preview each of the candidates one-on-one. WCHL News Time, 717. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now with traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic moving smoothly for the most part. We are still seeing a slowdown on NC 54 eastbound right now between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Heavy delays in that area. Also a delay on 15501 northbound between the NC 86 exit and Manning Drive. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. Or by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
I want to watch out for all those campaign signs that are out there now.
Very true.
Yeah, they're all
out
pretty much
and about.
All over the place.
That's right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carbaro weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Immersed in the East 54 community where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunny. High today in the middle 80s, 57 in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carbaro. Also 56 this morning in Hillsboro. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow another great day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Good weather all the way through the weekend. We'll have a slight chance of rain on Sunday afternoon, but between now and then, no such thing. Weather looks great. 719 at WCHL. A new law allowing concealed weapons on public school campuses and in local restaurants has some folks in Chapel Hill very concerned. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
Next time you visit your favorite restaurant or bar, you may be sitting next to someone with a gun. Adults at your child's school may have a weapon stashed in their car on the campus parking lot. And the North Carolina government says that's okay, but we found out bar owners like Rob Mall disagree.
It is a bad idea. I just don't think that everyone needs to be walking around carrying guns.
Mall is a co-owner of R&R Grill on Franklin Street. A new law took effect Tuesday allowing concealed weapons in restaurants and government-owned parking lots. And Mall and other nearby restaurant owners are taking action.
We put the sticker up that says no guns allowed.
Take a stroll down Franklin Street. You will notice the sticker on several restaurant windows.
We will not allow them in. That's it.
Bar and restaurant owners have an opt-out option, but you may be surprised to hear public school officials don't have the same. Guns are allowed on campus, and no window sticker or sign can change that. Public Information Officer for Chapel Hill Carbaro City Schools, Jeff Nash, says he doesn't necessarily agree with the law, but it will be obeyed by the school system.
It was a law that was passed apart from any of our input, so we will abide by it, but certainly we don't think there's a need to have any guns on campus.
While guns are permitted on any public school campus, they must be stored in a closed compartment in a locked car. Concealed weapons carriers who bring their weapons into bars or restaurants are not allowed to consume alcohol. Advocates of the new North Carolina law say other states have adopted similar laws. They say those states did not see higher crime rates or more gun use after the laws were passed. But for now, bar owners like Mall remain skeptical.
Guns and booze and things just don't mix.
Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Your Orange County commissioners say they aren't ready to vet a new animal control ordinance that redefines the role of watchdog. This is a very controversial subject with some people. We'll have that story at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. And WCHL News Time, 7:21. Time for championship sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber Company and Hardware in Carbaro. I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina football is at a crossroads now with two pivotal matchups against Coastal Division rivals Virginia Tech and then Miami coming up back-to-back. There's no time for the Tar Heels to sit around feeling sorry for themselves. But following the devastating loss to East Carolina on Saturday, Coach Larry Fedora knows the season hangs in the balance. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
Perusing the ECU game film didn't make head coach Larry Fedora feel any better about Carolina's performance on Saturday. Coach Fedora says he may have proved an old adage wrong in the process.
Okay, you all know the old saying, it's never as bad as you think it is, and it's never as good as you think it is. So you go in and look at the film. Well, it was as bad as I thought it was. So I proved it, proved that wrong. So the film didn't show us anything to make us feel any better about it, I can tell you that.
However, Coach Fedora says he's still supremely confident in his coaching philosophy despite the utter lack of execution in all phases of the game.
There were a lot of disappointing things. Finding the positive things was the hard thing. Finding the positive things was really the hard thing. So we did our philosophy is very sound and is proven. So that's not going to change. It's not going to waver.
The most disheartening aspect of Saturday to most observers was the fact that it appeared the Tar Heels were unprepared or unwilling to match the intensity and passion of the Pirates. The game seemed to not be worth fighting for on their home turf for the majority of the contest. And Coach Fedora says he takes responsibility for that letdown.
You cannot play the game unless you play the game with a lot of energy, enthusiasm, passion that I've all talked about before. And we didn't do that Saturday. We didn't do that. And again, that's my fault. That's my fault.
Sunday's practice time was spent correcting the laundry list of mistakes made in the game. Coach Fedora says that now it's about putting the past behind them and making a mental decision to turn the corner.
We evaluated the film. We watched it with the film with the guys. We were critical of them. They were critical of themselves. Then we went out and practiced, and we went through every mistake that was made on the field, every single one. And then it's like, okay, put it to bed, and now make a choice. Make a conscious choice what you want to do from this point on. And when you come out on Tuesday, let's go.
With a tough road trip up to Blacksburg to face a resurgent Virginia Tech team on deck, Coach Fedora says he knows his Tar Heel offense can't be sputtering against the Bud Foster coach defense that has its, quote, mojo back.
It's the same guys, basically, they've got a couple freshmen in the secondary that are playing really well for them. But it's the same guys. They got the mojo back. They're playing really well together, and they believe in themselves. They got that mojo right now, and they're playing really well together.
Kickoff at Virginia Tech is scheduled for 12:30 p.m. Saturday, and WCHL will have your game day covered, beginning with countdown to kickoff at 9 a.m. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And don't forget to go to Huddle Up with the Heels, and you can predict the winners in the Pick'em contest against WCHL and Chapelboro folks, and a lot of other people in the community participating in that. The Tar Heel women's basketball team held its first fall practice in Carmichael Arena on Monday. Head coach Sylvia Hatchell is off and running on her preparations for a season that has big expectations and excitement. Tar Heels have the pleasure of greeting the much-anticipated group of four freshmen that made up the top recruiting class in the country last year. And the other off-season headline came in the form of the addition of former Tar Heel All-American Ivory Latta as an assistant coach for Carolina. A current Washington Mystics All-Star guard says she's thrilled to get her second job underway after finishing her WNBA season just a few weeks ago. And newly inducted Hall of Fame member Hatchell says she loves the winner's mentality that Ivory Latta brings back to the Carolina program. Tar Heel women's basketball gets underway November 8th at home game against Air Force. There's some top-notch volleyball being played in Chapel Hill these days. In fact, UNC women's volleyball has now tied the best-ever program ranking by landing at number 11 in this week's AVCA Division I coaches poll. Carolina is now 13-0, 2-0 in the ACC. Carolina will dive into ACC road play this weekend, paying a visit to Syracuse on Friday and wrapping up things at Boston College on Sunday. You can read this story and follow all the latest in Tar Heel Olympic sports on our website at chapelboro.com. It's week two of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. We're sending a couple of lucky Carolina fans to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. Remember, we have more location sponsors than ever before this year. 38 different places you can register. And remember, if you want to increase your odds of being a finalist, enter at every location once a week for the next 5 weeks now at locations all over the community, including Glass Half Full, Great Outdoor Provision Company, Grimble Jewelers, Harrington Bank, Homestead Senior Care, Jersey Mike's, Louise Beck Properties, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Eclipse Tanning Salon and Bell Spa, and Omo's Diner. Those are just a few of the locations where you can register. And don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapelbrew's Facebook page. We're drawing finalists each week from each of those methods. And, of course, our on-air call-in finalists each weekday during the WCHO morning, afternoon, and evening news. If you want to be a finalist for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance, be caller number 5. Right now, 919-929-WCHL.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Why do football coaches get paid so much more than baseball managers? This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Per game, the comparison between what NFL head coaches and major league managers earn is downright ridiculous. Let's say the average baseball manager gets $1 million a season, divided by 162 games, that's about $6,000 a game. Not bad for a day's work, but compared to an NFL head coach, it's peanuts. Take Bill Belichick or Tom Coughlin or the Harbaugh brothers, or even Sean Payton, who is back with a bang in New Orleans. These guys get upwards to $5 or $6 million a year for 16 regular season games. For the highest paid, that's more than a $300,000 Sunday stroll on the sidelines. So why the disparity? Well, football coaches have to handle active rosters of 53 players, while baseball managers have 25 for most of their seasons. And in the NFL, every game is so critical to advancing toward the playoffs. Granted, teams with elite quarterbacks have a much better chance, but as you can see this season, that hasn't guaranteed Eli Manning or Aaron Rodgers anything. Football coaches get in hot water a lot faster than managers. In baseball, so much depends on pitching. I could win a lot of games sending Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke out every fifth day. With so many great football players on both sides of the ball, brilliant coaches certainly can make a difference. Look at what Belichick, his staff, and program have done in what would be a disastrous season for most teams. Tom Brady is throwing to nobodies, yet the Patriots are undefeated and improving. Jim Harbaugh took a losing 49ers team and with basically the same players got them to the NFC Championship game his first year. And after Colin Kaepernick emerged, they were in the Super Bowl the next. How about the return of the once disgraced Sean Payton? Does his mere presence mean the difference between 0-4 last year and 4-0 this season? You'd have to say yes. Meanwhile, Tom Coughlin, who has won 2 Super Bowls in the last 7 years, can't rely on what he did yesterday. The Giants have gotten old and mediocre right before his craggy face. So you can bet, barring a miraculous turnaround, that this is it for him. Football coaches make more money, but they're on a much shorter leash. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
And thanks for all the phone calls this morning, and congratulations to Anantha Reddy, who called in with the, he was the 5th caller. And he is now qualified to win our Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance and WCHL. You'll have another opportunity to call in and get qualified to win next hour on WCHL. And you can go to chapelbrew.com to get all the details on our contest.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Eclipse Tanning. It's up to half off. 3 different tanning packages available now. With today's deal, choose from 3 popular tanning packages. One option is for a 1 custom spray tan available for $18. Another option is get 3 custom spray tans for $49. Finally, you can get 1 tan in each of the 5 level tanning beds for only $45. It's up to half off from Eclipse Tanning. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather. Sunny. High today, about 85 degrees. Really, really nice.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Because of the partial shutdown, what's the feeling on Capitol Hill? Correspondent Nancy Cordes tells CBS This Morning.
We cannot find a single member or aide up here who can give us a plausible scenario for how this ends quickly. Republicans feel they can't back down now without serious concessions, and Democrats think they have the high ground and don't need to negotiate.
At the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, CBS's Major Garrett.
The White House just announced that because of a lack of government workers due to the shutdown, the president has had to cancel planned visits next week to Malaysia and the Philippines.
But stops in Indonesia and Brunei will still take place. Stateside, somebody's taken action with this partial government shutdown. In St. Paul, Minnesota, sports bar owner Tom Reed offered
free beer
to furloughed federal workers in his city on shutdown day one.
We're just trying to be as gracious as we possibly can for all those people who are being impacted by this by offering them a cocktail when they come here.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 WCHL, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. Multiple news outlets report that a grand jury here in Orange County has issued five indictments related to the ongoing investigation of the UNC football team. Court documents were sealed, however, so neither the specific charges nor the names of the individuals indicted have been made public yet. The UNC football program has already been penalized for violating NCAA rules and regulations. But the North Carolina Secretary of State's office and Orange County DA Jim Woodall have been investigating whether any state laws were broken as well. Among other things, they've been looking into whether former African Studies professor Julius Nangoro committed fraud by collecting paychecks from the university for non-existent classes he didn't actually teach. They've also investigated whether sports agents violated state law by providing players with money and other gifts. Last month, unsealed documents revealed that former Tar Heel football player Greg Little had admitted receiving more than $20,000 from an agent during his college career. Whether the indictments handed down this week relate to either of those, however, is still not certain. President Barack Obama blames Republicans for the government shutdown and says they didn't even accomplish their goal.
They've shut down a whole bunch of parts of the government, but the Affordable Care Act is still open for business.
The president addressed the nation on Tuesday afternoon from the Rose Garden. You heard those comments right here on WCHL. President Obama says the shutdown is not about deficits.
After all, our deficits are falling at the fastest pace in 50 years. We've cut them in half since I took office. In fact, many of the demands the Republicans are now making would actually raise our deficits.
For all the president's remark, you can view the story on our website at chapelbrough.com. We are now more than 30 hours into the shutdown. Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill mirrored the president's remarks. He says the Republicans are in complete control of this government shutdown.
The House Republicans took us over the cliff last night. They had for days been trying to make the country pay a ransom for doing our basic job here, keeping the government open.
Congressman Price spoke with Aaron Keck on Tuesday in the WCHL Evening News. He says he's not seeing the other side of the aisle work together at all with his fellow Democrats in Washington.
These band-aids, as I call them, are about the best they've been able to manage, and I think that's pretty pathetic. This is clearly an attempt at gaining political cover for something that the American people don't like, and I've had plenty of evidence for that from the 4th Congressional District, from folks at home who are just appalled, I think, that that we've reached this point.
You can hear all the comments of Congressman Price on our website at chapelbrough.com. Chapel Hill police still are asking for your help in capturing the suspects wanted for a shooting last week, and a third suspect has now been added to the list of warrants. Warrants are still out for Ramil Dimitri Ingram and Jameel Deshaun Ingram. Jaheim Rashard Watson is now also wanted for first-degree burglary, second-degree kidnapping, as well as other related conspiracy charges. The shootings took place around 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday, September 24th, at a residence on Pope Road. Authorities believe the suspects are armed and dangerous. They say if you encounter these men, do not approach them. If you have any information, get in touch with the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers, or simply call 911. We have all that contact information on our website. Your county commissioners say they aren't ready to vet a new animal control ordinance that redefines the role of watchdog. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
An effort to streamline Orange County's animal control ordinance hit a roadblock last night as commissioners, residents, and animal services staffers wrangled over what it means to be a watchdog.
I'm not sure that we needed a definition of watchdog per se, but I think we need a definition of an animal that's on its own property, minding its own business, when a human being comes on the property who is not minding their own business.
That's Board Chair Barry Jacobs. The current ordinance defines a watchdog as any dog that barks or threatens to bite an intruder. But staff attorney Annette Moore said that's too broad.
It's meaningless because there's no prohibition in the ordinance against anybody having a dog that barks at a person.
And Animal Services Advisory Board Chair Michelle Walker said the inclusion of the term in the ordinance only causes confusion when someone gets bitten.
That's the public safety concern, is that we want to identify dogs who have shown propensity to bite unprovoked. by someone who is not on property with any ill intent.
But commissioners, including Mark Dorison, argued that the ordinance needs some added flexibility on the question of who's liable when a dog bites a trespasser.
Under the current ordinance, there's a blanket no liability for an owner if a person comes onto their land. And I think the concern of the dog owners is they don't want the thing turned 180 degrees and that there's a strict liability if their dog bites anyone. So what we have are these sort of two extremes positions being staked out, neither of which I think serves the interests of the county.
The ordinance would have required a unanimous vote to pass on the first reading. Instead, commissioners tabled the item for discussion in 2 weeks. At that time, they say they want animal services staffers to come back with new ideas. Again, Barry Jacobs.
There's some galaxy of issues dealing with watchdog and trespass. I think we're all asking that you try and address. I think we need more clarity.
The board was largely in favor of other portions of the new ordinance, including a plan to create a formal appeal process for residents whose animals have been deemed dangerous or vicious. Commissioners will revisit the animal control ordinance on October 15th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The director and general manager of North Carolina Statewide Public Television Network is retiring after more than two decades. UNC-TV said yesterday Tom Howe announced his intention to retire effective February 1st at the quarterly meeting of the UNC-TV Board of Trustees. Howe has been in his post since 1992 and is the 12-station network's longest-serving general manager. During Howe's tenure, UNC-TV expanded its services to 24 hours a day, switched from analog to digital broadcasting, and expanded its audience to more than 4 million viewers a week. The network increased its production of original local programming under Howe also, including the 1994 launch of North Carolina Now, the state's first statewide weeknight television information magazine show. Howe previously spent 10 years as an executive at KCTS in Seattle. WCHL News Time, 7:38. Kristen Smith has today's commentary coming up. She says, you know, a lot of people say that voting in local elections doesn't matter. It's not important. She respectfully differs with that. That's in today's commentary on the way on WCHL.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carborough Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carborough Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at Carborough Family Medicine.net.
Orange County Solid Waste Management presents two free shred-a-thons for Orange County residents and businesses. The first one is Thursday, October 10th at University Mall across from Dillard's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. But if you can't make it then, catch second shred-a-thon on Saturday, October 12th behind Home Depot in Hillsboro. Bring up to five Banker Box-sized boxes or large bags of paper to be shredded. One visit per person per shred. Be sure to remove any plastics first. Shred-a-thon number one, Thursday, October 10th from 10 to 2 at University Mall.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Need health insurance for yourself or your family? UNC Family Medicine wants to help you understand your options. Attend a free community education session about access to health insurance under the new Affordable Care Act. Join us on Tuesday, October 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the Family Medicine Center located at 590 Manning Drive on the corner of Manning and 15501. You may even qualify for free or subsidized health insurance. Visit uncfmc.org. for more information.
WCHL 741. Before we get to Kristen Smith with today's commentary, Let's check in with Rand Norton and find out what's going on at chapelbro.com.
Thank you very much, Ron. Kerry Winter has a new column up about the farm and food share. You can find that in our lifestyle section of our website, chapelbro.com. Also, our new short list is up. This is the month of, October. Yep, that's it. It's the best place for a pumpkin-flavored treat. Bless you. And you can vote on that on our website.
Sneeze number six.
Chapelbro.com. Again, a best place for a pumpkin-flavored treat. Of course, a lot of places bringing out their pumpkin flavoring, so you'll want to vote on that.
Sorry, man.
He's been sneezing for about 2 minutes already, during that break. So.
Oh, boy.
A sneeze not usually
that
entertaining, but
I know it is. I know it's funny.
Yeah, it's great. Also, Huddle Up with the Heels. You want to visit that today. Make your picks for the College Pick'em. The games kick off tomorrow, so, of course, you'll want to...
Barry just came in here and had to make a clink.
Huddle Up with the Heels, College Pick'em, and that kicks off tomorrow, so make your picks today. Of course, as always, visit our calendar page. We've got a lot of great events coming up this weekend. Festival, we'll have an interview coming up with Wes Tillman and Susan Brown.
Next hour.
That's all I've got for Chapelbro. Let's get off into a segment that it does not involve us being on the microphone.
You know, a lot of people sneeze, but they just don't have a microphone in front of them.
Guess that's all it takes for it to be entertaining.
This has never happened before. I have always managed to stifle it. But this is the first time I've actually sneezed. I even have a microphone down.
36 years it took Ron to sneeze on the air. 36 years.
You can still hear it. Yeah. Sorry. All right.
Chapelbro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thank you very much. I'll take one of those apps. Thank you. It is 7:43 at WCHL. Thank you for the Kleenex, Barry.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Kristen Smith. Want to spend long hours on Monday evening discussing and debating meeting issues, or Tuesday evenings talking and testing theories? Easy. Just convince a few thousand folks to vote for you for Chapel Hill Town Council or Carville Board of Aldermen. Okay, few of us roll with a crew that deep, so it's not as easy as it sounds, but it does highlight the disappointing voter turnout for municipal elections, just 17% for all Orange County in 2011. With the threat of government shutdown and rancor in Raleigh, the local elections may have crept up on you while you were sorting out the impact of Obamacare or tax reform, but there are many reasons why you should find out who are these candidates behind the signs on 15501. Don't think the folks at either town hall have an impact on your life? Both these elected bodies make decisions whose impact show up in your commute, your day at the park, and your property tax bill. These candidates have an opportunity to articulate their vision for the future and are charged with seeing that vision implemented. Don't let the debates of either capital overshadow the debates that influence the kind of community in which we live. And those debates, yes, they happen late on Monday and Tuesday nights, but they also happen in line at the grocery store. Candidates for Congress probably won't be meeting you at the poll when you cast your vote, but you can call, email, and talk in person with all of these local candidates. Just in case you don't catch these candidates while you're out buying local, come hear it straight from the horse's mouth. The Chapel Hill Carver Chamber and the Orange Chatham Group of the Sierra Club will be co-hosting two candidate forums, 7 p.m. tonight at Carver Town Hall to hear from alderman candidates and 7 Thursday at the library to hear from council candidates. Can't make it this week? Tune into the People's Channel where the forums will be broadcast. Attending a forum is one way to be an informed voter, and you're on the right track listening to local media. Let's reverse the expected turnout trend. Make your voice heard by casting a vote in this year's municipal elections. This is Kristen Smith.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
How's it going? I'll tell you how it's going. I've got mortgage payments I can't afford, my kid's college fund is half empty, I don't even know how much I've got saved for retirement, and all these numbers are driving me crazy. How about you?
I'm doing great. I called Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown,
our people make the difference.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. When you put your house on the market, it only has one chance to make a good first impression to a prospective buyer. Let Tony Hall & Associates advise you on how best to make that important first impression. Contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This is Kevin Callahan of Acme in Carrboro. Food is certainly one reason our community is at the edge of the triangle. From farmers markets to fried chicken to filet mignon, Orange County has it all. You can dig into delicious meals from around the world, around the clock, from Taste of the South and South of the Border. You can even find plenty of places to sharpen your own culinary skill at one of our award-winning cooking schools. And then you can wash it all down with a cold beer or cocktail from a local brewery or distillery. Not bad, huh?
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard. Fall is here, and your local Great Outdoor Provision Company wants to help you enjoy the season with new footwear from Patagonia. Now you can enjoy a recycle-friendly shoe designed with the planet in mind and help young people in Orange County get outdoors. We are celebrating Take a Child Outside this month to inspire a new generation of young environmentalists. During this event, Patagonia will be donating $10 to the Junior Ranger program for every pair of footwear sold. Find out more about great gear and activities near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
748, WCHL 58 degrees, warming up a little bit in Chapel Hill. More on the weather coming up, but first your traffic on WCHL. Brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. And yes, the answer to your question is, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Now, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. NC 54 westbound, seeing some delays right now. Continuing there, NC 54 westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. Also, 15501 southbound between I-40 and the Ephesus Church Road East Franklin split area. 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, seeing delays. And I-40 eastbound between NC 751 and Apex Highway, that's NC 55.
Whoa.
Seeing some delays right now as well.
Sorry about that.
Waking everybody up this morning.
Yeah, I know it.
Mike. Guess what day it is.
What day is it?
Guess what day it is.
That's right.
Hump day, if you didn't know.
I need a camel in here this morning.
There we go. The Durham Freeway also seeing some delays as we digress. Durham Freeway northbound for about 2 or 3 miles from I-40 seeing some delays this morning as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And one I missed here, heavy delays on Estes Drive between Franklin Street and MLK. Huh, boy, imagine that. That's Estes Drive heading westbound, so be on the lookout there as well.
That's never happened before.
Never.
Just amazing.
That's right.
Well, Mike. Do you know what weather it is? It is going to be fairly nice today. Weather brought to you by Grendel Jewelers. If you need a new watch battery or a custom piece of jewelry you've been dreaming of for years, Grendel Jewelers can handle it for you. Go see Berkeley Grendel today at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunny skies, high today about 85. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 58, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Beautiful weather. 7:50 at WCHL. Time now to check in with our Chatham County representative. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dr. Wayne Pond.
Reporting for duty, sir.
How are you?
Well, speaking of things military, here we go down the path of the word of the day. Watch where you step, Ron, as okay. Andy Griffith likes to say.
I always wear my tall boots when I talk to you anyway.
All right, well, we have the pronunciation challenge here. I'm not sure about this word, so I'm going to rely on you and your legions of educated listeners. The word of the day is, I believe it's pronounced Aiglet, although I really need some coaching on this. It is spelled A-I-G, sounds like an insurance company, Q-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. And again, I think it's Aiglet or Aiglet. I'm not sure about the French. You know, well,
spell it one more time if you don't mind.
The vowels, right?
Can you spell it one more time?
All right, A-I-G-U-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. Aiglet, Aiglet, Aiglet. My tendency to look at things in terms of Spanish takes over here, so I'm on very thin ice.
Boy, if you're relying on me to help you with this pronunciation, you're lost.
The ornamental sort of thingamabob on some military and naval uniforms consisting of braided loops. You know, you've seen them on all those people that you report to for sales staff meetings, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, consisting of braided loops hanging from the shoulder and on dress uniforms. Mm-hmm. And here's the important kicker, ending in points that resemble pencils. Now, I don't know why that's important, but that's what the wordsmith has to offer in defining the word A-I-G-U-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. Aiglet, not all. There's not an L in there, but there's an A in there. So, well, Ron Boy, you think you can work that out between now and 9 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, that's a word that you hear in conversation every single day of your life.
Every single day you just walk up to the water cooler and it spills out, huh?
It does.
All right, pal, have a good one. I'll talk to you in the morning. Be good.
You too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day at WCHL. If you understand that, you're a better person than I. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty, and what would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in here and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, if you can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Hello there.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Ron.
How you doing?
I'm great. Just fantastic.
Remember the old bit that we played around here? Terry Tate, office linebacker.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hey, Janice.
Hey, Ron. My favorite line is, if you kill the Joe, you make some oats.
That's
so
right.
So true. There's nothing worse
exactly.
than going into the kitchen and somebody's finished the coffee and they don't make any more.
Oh, boy, that happens to me sometimes. We always make the first cup around here on
right.
the morning show.
You're the first people. You're the
and
first
then, yeah, Ran usually makes it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when that first pot is gone, I'll sometimes go in there to get another cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Right.
And I don't have time to screw around with it. I don't have time to make it
right.
anymore.
Because
I've only got like 2 minutes
exactly.
You know, to get back.
Right.
So, you know, that yeah, that's annoying.
I want to make a sign that says that and put it up, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see. We'll see.
Good idea.
All right. So we started yesterday's clean joke with
More Kathy Porter jokes,
part
right?
Part one. Exactly. So now it's part two. And hopefully the last one was good. We ended on a good one.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can appreciate these three little blonde men jokes.
I hope so.
A blonde man was driving home drunk as a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly he has to swerve to avoid a tree. Then another tree and then another. A cop car pulls him over. So he tells the cop all about all the trees in the road.
Uh-huh.
The cop says, sir, that's your air freshener swinging around.
That's right. Not bad.
A blonde man's dog goes missing, and he's frantic.
Uh-huh.
His wife says, honey, why don't you put an ad in the paper? He does. But 2 weeks later, the dog is still missing. His wife asks, what did you put in the paper? The man said, here, boy.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
All right. It's a hit and a miss around here.
Yeah, really.
One and one. One and one.
That one was an air ball.
Oh, all right. A blonde man is in jail. The guard looks in his cell and sees him hanging by his feet. Just what are you doing, he asks. Hanging myself, the blonde replies. But the rope should be around your neck, says the guard. I tried that, he replies, but then I couldn't breathe.
Boy, that's a killer.
Oh. So, you know, it all came out in the wash.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hey, thank you.
Thank you,
Kathy. Right. And thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Todd Morgan is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I was at Chapel Hill High for 5 years, served as the basketball coach for all 5 years, and I was athletic director for 4.
Todd finished up his stint at Chapel Hill High School last week.
It's such a wonderful place, and the school really excels. Chapel Hill High School being the home of scholars and champions. There's such a high academic emphasis at the school. Chapel Hill High had the number one overall SAT composite scores for the whole state, and East Chapel Hill was number two, so that puts the school district certainly in high place across the state. Athletics, we certainly strive for excellence. I think we have the best combination across the state. Outstanding overall athletic program. We won the Wells Fargo Cup the last 2 years in a row, which basically represents overall excellence in athletics in our conference. And then from a basketball standpoint, you know, we inherited a program that was a storied and historic program with lots of tradition from the Ken Miller years and state championships and Ranzino Smith and Henrik Rodel and all the different teams and individual players and coaches have had a great amount of success. And then it had been down a little bit. Proud of the fact we were able to restore it.
Leaving Chapel Hill High School was tough, and he's proud of what he was able to accomplish.
With a lot of lifelong memories and lifelong friendships, I think, that will remain close with a lot of folks through the years. But being athletic director is a big job, a big responsibility. When you're working with Hall of Fame coaches like Sherry Norris and like Ron Olson and like Ron Benson and like Nick Walker and Isaac Marsh, you just have such great people that are teachers first, and they're doing so many wonderful things for our young people. Just really blessed and fortunate to have had opportunity to work with coaches of that caliber and learn from them and be associated with them and have friendships with them that will last the rest of my life.
Why leave?
Nothing against Chapel Hill. We love it there. We have so many wonderful memories, obviously professionally, and my wife was a school teacher in the district at Sewell Elementary School for 5 years. It just really, we have a 20-month-old daughter, Callie Gray, and we're expecting a boy in December. Just felt like with our growing family, we were kind of thinking it might be time for us to look to get back to Eastern North Carolina to get closer to our family. My family's from Moorhead City. My wife's family's from New Bern, and we love Chapel Hill. We love Chapel Hill High School, Chapel Hill school system. We were married while we were living in Chapel Hill. We had our first child while we were living in Chapel Hill. We found out about the upcoming birth of our second child while we were living in Chapel Hill. So a lot of really wonderful things happened in our lifetime during our 5 years there.
Now he will be a teacher and basketball coach at Charles B. Acock High School in Goldsboro. Thank you for all you've done for the kids at Chapel Hill High School. Todd Morgan, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Eclipse Tanning. It's up to half off. Three different tanning packages available now. With today's deal, choose from three popular tanning packages. One option is for a one custom spray tan available for $18. Another option is get three custom spray tans for $49. Finally, you can get one tan in each of the five level tanning beds for only $45. It's up to half off from Eclipse Tanning. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. It's going to be a really nice day today. 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, 57 in Carborough. Lots of sunshine today. High today, about 85 degrees.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.